Hello, and welcome back to another episode of A Not-So-Brief History of Disney World. I'm your host, William Tintle. Last week, we celebrated our one-year anniversary of A Not-So-Brief History of Disney World. I wasn't able to record, I was sick, and I lost my voice. But nonetheless, here we are, and this is kind of like a belated birthday of the show. So we're going to take a look back at the year in review since I started the podcast and look at what has happened in Disney World. Stay tuned.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Express Monorail, our highway in the sky to the Magic Kingdom.
Yesterday, Disneyland and the New York World's Fair. Tomorrow, a project so vast, it has already been called a whole new Disney World.
All right, so from the 50th anniversary to the opening of new rides and attractions and the controversial introduction of the Disney Genie service, it has been one heck of a year at Walt Disney World. So we'll start with some of the new rides and attractions that have been introduced. So in October 1st, on the 50th anniversary, Remy's Ratatouille Adventure and the whole expansion of the France Pavilion at Epcot opened up. It was a transplant ride from France, or Disneyland Paris. It is a kind of a complete carbon copy of what they have over there. So it is not at all really different from the one in Disneyland Paris, but it is a great ride, really, really fun, and one of, you kind of see a pattern happening when you look at, like, these new rides that opened, and back in 2020, before the park shut down, we got Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, and it does hold some similarities because it mixes together physical sets with trackless dark ride and screens. So you have kind of this pattern repeating that you can see in these newer rides and attractions. And speaking of screens and new rides, recently the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser opened, and it hasn't really been able to fill up considering its very high price tag and the fact that it's kind of a box. It looks great. I don't know if I would want to be on that because I think I would get really claustrophobic and just like the fact that you're kind of like out of the sunlight for a couple of days on that ship and your windows are screens. I would probably get sick. I knew they do have a space where you can go out and see the sun, just for a couple of seconds just to get back some sunlight into your system. But yeah, so they haven't really been filling up too much. But, I mean, it's gotten good reviews because obviously they opened it up to media a couple weeks back in, you know, late February. And it looks really, really cool. Like, don't get me wrong, but it's just something that I think it markets to a smaller group of people considering how expensive it is. And it's not, you know, it's not like you're staying at a hotel. You're also away from the parks for the day, one of the days, because obviously at the end you're taken to Hollywood Studios and Batuu. I always struggle with that planet's name. but I think that just because it's, you're not really, it's different from the rest of Disney World. You're not going to the parks every single day, and it is short, and it's really cool. I keep saying that. It's just, it's like I said, it's a smaller market, I think, definitely a lot smaller than some of their other hotels, and I think that's why they're just really having trouble booking that up. There have also been some other controversial things introduced, and that is Genie Plus, Lightning Lane, and the Genie service. So that was, I want to say late October that was introduced. Yeah, mid to late October that was introduced, and it was difficult because you had to, you know, pay for rides. It was a lot. It was just, you know, more expensive. Kind of see that theme repeating here. So you had, you know, pay per ride with Lightning Lane. You had to buy the whole Disney Genie service. And it was just, let's try to make your day more complicated. But I think they should have just stuck with Fast Pass Plus. You just knew they weren't going to stick with that. And I don't think it's the worst thing, but it's certainly not the best thing that came out. I think it's pretty low on the things that came out of last year. You know, besides all, you know, pay cuts and, you know, firings of people, but it definitely wasn't great. And you see, like, kind of when you're seeing these Lightning Lanes fill up so much, you've seen the Lightning Lanes have more of a line than the just regular standby line. So I think that's definitely a flaw that you see all over the parks. So, yeah, it definitely had some bumps along the way and still does. So I think you just got to let it play out, but I don't see them taking it away. I think it's just going to stick with it, maybe an update, but I think it's just, that's, you know, for the foreseeable future, that's just what it's going to be. You also had some smaller stuff. You had, like, the Jungle Cruise updates, for instance. These were, I like them, to be honest, because they took away minimal stuff, and they added more, I think, than they took away. And, you know, they kind of gave some love to it along the way as well, because if you looked at it, there was some wear and tear on it, and, you know, when they were putting the stuff in, they're, like, fixing, they're patching stuff up along the way. So I think in a way it was kind of a good thing for the attraction, just to, you know, give it some love, because it is a really great ride. And for me, I'm not like a huge diehard, you know, Jungle Cruise fan who really wanted everything to stay the same. But there were people that were huge Jungle Cruise fans that didn't want to see the change, and I don't really see it. I think it was a welcome change, and I like the new animatronics. And it's not like they changed the entire storyline, just a couple of scenes. So that was just a brief year in review, but there's definitely much more to be said about it. So I'll be doing kind of a part two to this next week. It's going to be a longer form episode, so you can kind of consider this like a part one and super brief, and, you know, I'll get right back to writing the next episode, so you can look forward to that next weekend. But for today, that's it. I hope you enjoyed. Make sure to like, share, follow, subscribe, whatever you can do to help get the podcast out there. I would really appreciate it. And as always, have a zippity doo dah day. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-dah, wonderful feeling, wonderful.